This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. Welcome to Kehilas Avas Yisrael. Again, we're recording live from a very lonely shul. The tables are lonely, the walls are lonely, the sfarim are lonely, the aroin is lonely. It's Mevakeh Alboneha, but Bezos Hashem, we hope to be back here in full steam ahead, hopefully, in the weeks ahead of us. We want to dedicate the learning of tonight's shir, Refu Shalema, for my grandfather, Shimon Yehoshua ben Sarah Refu Shalema, B'sach Shach Le'Yisrael, Refu Akroi V'Lavai. Okay, so you got it. I'm sure this is going to come as a big surprise to everyone. The subject of tonight's shir is Rav Meir, that's right. Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. We're closing in on the completion of the Sefer. Baruch Hashem, every week it grows and grows. But there is a major subject that we have not addressed yet, and we will, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, do so this evening. We've said so many times, the Gemara and Kedushin, that how do we define, how do we give the parameters of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. So Rabbi Yehuda interprets that to mean that when we act like children, we are called children. But if we don't act like children, we are not called children. However, we know very well, we've said over so many times, the famous opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir is of the opinion, Bein Kach U'Bein Kach Atem Kruyim Banim. And Rav Meir marshals four psukim, Banim Sukhalim, foolish children, Banim Layemun Bam, children that have no trust, Zara Mareim, Banim Mashchisim, evil children, evil descendants, destructive descendants, and then finally, Vahayabamakam Asha Yoimer Lahem Loy Ami Atem, Yoimer Lahem B'nei Kelchai. So the Gemara wants to know, why does Rav Meir have to summon four psukim? So the Gemara says, you would think maybe only when they're foolish they're called children, not when they don't have emunah. So therefore the Pasuk says, banim la'emun bam, but maybe they're not called children when they worship idols. Therefore we cite the Pasuk, banim ashchisim, and maybe they're not called good children. Maybe they're called bad children. So therefore a mayor cites the Pasuk, v'haya ba'makam asher ye'omar lohem lo'yamiyatem ye'omar lohem b'nei kelchai. Interestingly, in the Sifri, Rav Meir quotes a different pasuk. The Sifri in Hazinu, in Ois Shin Ches, which is very similar to the Gemara in Kedushin, the Sifri says, Shiches loy loy banav mumam, that afal pi shehem malei mumim, even if they're full of imperfections and deformities and handicaps, kruyim banim, shenemar, shiches loy loy banav mumam. Even when they're corrupt with imperfections, they are his children. Now, to me, this is amazing. Because if you remember, in a past year, the Ramban learned this pasuk, Shiches loy, corruption that is his, loy, is not to God. Or, excuse me, the Ramban learns this pasuk, Shiches loy, the corruption is his, the corruption is Klal Yisrael's, loy banav. They are not his children. The Ramban learns from this pasuk that when we don't do the will of God, we're not called the children of Hashem. And the Chidah learns the Ramban, that the Ramban is arguing on the psak of the Rajba. We've said so many times, the Rajba paskins in Kuf Tzadi Beis and in Reish Mem Beis, that the Rajba paskins that we hold like Rav Meir, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Kuriyim Bonim. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, we paskin, no, and we don't do the will of God, we're not called banim. But here Rav Meir is invoking that very pasuk of Shiches loy, loy banav, to read that we are the children of Hashem even when we are corrupt and we're handicapped. So we have a very interesting opinion of Rav Meir. This is something we've dealt with over the years numerous times, dozens of times. And yet, we still did not address point blank the following question, and that is, there's a pasuk in this week's parsha. And I want to thank tonight on the camera following all the laws of social distancing, so there's no one in the shul except for me and a future star, Naftali Gladstein. So we thank Naftali for filming tonight's shir. Parshas Bahar, in this week's parsha, the pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. To me, the Jewish people are servants. Avodayhim, they are my servants. Asher hoitzesi oisam me'aretz Mitzrayim. That I took them out of the land of Egypt, ani Hashem Elokeichem. So now, isn't this interesting? Because we would understand that when Rav Meir says we are always called the children of Hashem, that's in contradistinction to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when we don't do the will of God, we are not called banim. So what are we called? Presumably Rabbi Yehuda would say we're called avadim. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda holds we're called avadim, that means Rav Meir holds no, we're called banim. Well, then what does Rav Meir do with the pasuk that Hashem says? The Jewish people are my avadim. Im kebanim, im ka'avadim. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say we're like avadim. Rav Meir says we're like banim. But there's a pasuk in Chumash. Rav Meir has to reckon with that pasuk. What does Rav Meir do with the pasuk? Kili v'nei Yisrael avadim avadayhim. So I encountered a pasuk a while ago that's really been capturing my attention. And I've been thinking about it. A very interesting pasuk. It's the pasuk of the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. The Navi Malachi, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yod Zayin says, V'hayu li amar Hashem Tzavakos. V'hayu li amar Adonai Tzavos. La'yoyim asher ani oises gula. V'chamalti aleihem. Kasher Yachmoilish Albinoi Hoy Vedoisai. Sorry, I couldn't help it. We have an empty cavernous shul. But the pasuk says, God says, you will be to me, says the Lord, for the day that I will make you a treasure, and I will have mercy on you. V'chamalti aleihem. I will have mercy on you. Kasher Yachmoilish, as a man has mercy, Albinoi, on his son. So if I was writing this pasuk, I would have stopped right there, but Malachi continues. Al benoi ho'oived oisai. I will have mercy on you like a father has mercy on his son who worships him, who serves him. This is an unusual expression that we don't find anywhere else in Tanakh, points out the Sefer, number 5, Bedarchei HaKerem, of Rabbi Mordechai Greenberg, page 351. We have many instances in Tanakh that we are called banim, banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, or habin yaker li Ephraim. We have instances that we're called avadim, like we just quoted the pasuk in this week's parsha, avadayhim. But to have this confluence, which is a very important word to know, when you have this fusion and this combination of ben and eved, we don't find this anywhere. You know, we find often the or avos and the great prophets are praised in being avdei Hashem. Ba'avor Avraham avdi, ba'avor David avdecha, loichin avdi Moshe. But to have this combination, why do I need it? What does it add? Let the pasuk just end. I will have mercy on you like a father has mercy on his son. Kirachim av albonim, like the pasuk says in Tehillim. Perek Kuf Gimel, what does it add that it says, Al benoi ha'ived oisai? And this is a question that I was thinking about. And sure enough, in the Haggadah of the Beis Halevi, they bring from the Griz, from the Brisker Rav, a very amazing pshat. That is, the Gemara tells us that in the original generations, they would bring in their produce through the front door in order to be chayiv and shumas and masrois. But in the later generations, they wanted to exempt themselves from truma, so they would bring in the truma through the window or through the side door. Now, they weren't doing anything wrong, because at the end of the day, they were putting themselves in a situation that they didn't have to give truma some maisers. They searched for a way not to violate the will of Hashem. In other words, maybe they didn't want to give truma maiser, maybe it was above their ability. But they wanted to do the will of Hashem, says the Brisker Rav. So therefore, they brought the Truma Meiser through the side door. So they were definitely on the Madrig of Banim. They did not do anything to violate the will of their father. But they were not Banim that made efforts to do a lot of Avodah, to increase their Avodah. The Brisker Rav says, "Ach bevadai she'in him bonim." They're certainly not children that would serve their father and make efforts to increase their avodah. In other words, they were banim. They didn't violate or contravene the will of God, but they didn't go the extra mile to be on the level of ben ha'oved oisai. And says the Brisker Rav, this is the flow of the psukim, because in the earlier pasuk it says, "Heviu es hamaaser el beis ha'oitzar." God is saying, "Bring the maaser to the storehouse," meaning, "Do me a favor, be like the earlier generations who serve me, and they don't look for loopholes to get out of situations that they're chayev." So Hashem says, "If you bring in your produce through the front door and thereby obligate yourself in maaser, you are demonstrating you're not just a son." But I will have mercy on you. Kaasher yachmol ish al benoy ha'oved oisai. Not a regular mercy. A regular mercy is the natural love of karachim of abonim. There's an extra degree of mercy that a father has on a son who he sees that his son is acting like an eved who wants to be marbe ba'avoida. So what we're learning is that even after one is a ben, there's a level of being an eved above and beyond being a ben. Meaning, there's a lower level of just being an Eved just does what he's forced to do. Everything an Eved does is compulsory. And that's a Madrega of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rameir takes it a step further. Rameir says, we are the level of Banim. The Banim serve their father with love. They yearn to serve their father. But they may look for a situation and a loophole where they wouldn't be obligated in the first place. And what... Now we have an additional level of after you're a ben to also be an eved, and you're able to access a greater degree of mercy, the madrega of v'chamalti aleihem ka'asher yachmol ish al benoy ha'oved oisai. Now, we come to the holy Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Bahar, the Zohar says amazing thing. Is the light on the Bluetooth? Can you just check? Both lights? So, the Zohar says, betrayin zinin, this is a Zohar in Parshas Bahar, the Fos Yashan, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Zohar says, let's read it together, betrayin zinin ikron Yisrael kutchabrichu. The Jewish people are given two titles by God. We're called Avadim, like it says, Avadahim. And we're called Banim, like it says, Banim Atem Lashem Lekechem. And this is a Zohar we quoted yesterday in the connection between Rav Meir and Lag BaOmer. And that is, the Zohar says, when a person knows Hashem in a general sense, which we said refers to maybe the revealed Torah, and he's an Eved, and he doesn't have Rishus to search and investigate the secrets. But when somebody knows God in a more particular way, in a more detailed way, then he is called a Ben, who investigates and searches the secrets of the king. And this is what we learned, that when somebody learns Kabbalah, in order to do so, one has to be in the Madrega of Ben. But now the Zohar says like this, even though Klal Yisrael is called Ben Bara Bukhra, we are called God's firstborn son, like it says, Bini Bechayre Yisrael, Lo Yipoch Garmei Miklala De Eved, do not extricate yourself from the Madrega of an Eved. Lemiflach la'avoy, to serve your father, but b'chol polchan and inan yikra da'avoy, in any manner of service that would bring honor to your father. V'hochi itzrich l'chol b'nei nash l'mahavi l'gabe avoy ben. Everyone needs to be to God a son to search the treasures and secrets of the Torah. In other words, what the Zohar is saying is, while we need to serve God as a ben, but not because of that should you extricate yourself from the category of an eved. You need to be an eved as well. And then the Zohar says in Ois Pebez, Bepolchano de b'nei nash palach le l'kudsh b'richo. In the service that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is polchano, there is a service. De itzrich b'nash l'skalola b'tarvayo. That a person has to incorporate both avenues. L'mehevei eved uben, to be a servant and to be a son. L'sa'atra be'bekutsha b'richo, to crown yourself. Uma ihu, what is that? What are the two forms? Da pulchana, in other words, a person has to incorporate both types of service. They are the, and this should be incorporated, says the Zohar, in the service of prayer. You need to be an Eved, you need to be a Ben. You need to incorporate the level of serving God in the, on the level, on the secret of an Eved, to worship Him in order to be Mesakin the Olamos, but also to cling to the secrets of Torah like a Ben. He says in Pei Gimel, a Ben clings to his father always with no separation. Nobody could protest against such an individual. An Eved worships his master, and is Mesakin in the Olamos. But one who is able, mandahava de tarvayu bechlala chada, one who is able to combine both of these levels, bechabura chada, in one entity, da ihu barnash da askin raza de chal mehemnusa bechlala chada. This is the man that corrects the secret of emunah without any separation. This is the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaims to all of his legions and all of the firmaments, watch out for such a person who is the loyal servant of God, who knows not only how to worship God generally, but also knows the secrets of the king. And the Zohar says, someone who in fact is able to incorporate both of these avenues of worship, from that day and on, he will be known in the whole world. When you need, when the malachim need something, when this person, needs something, you could summon a malach. All God wants is such an individual who is able to combine and bring to confluence both of these great levels, being a Ben and being an Eved. Says the Zohar, both of these madrigos are alluded to in the same pasuk. V'raza detrain dargan ilain. The secret of these two levels, ashkachna b'chadkra, is found in one pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's number 13 on your sheet. Vayoymer li avdi ata. Vayoymer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha esfar. And he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, that I take glory in you. Says the Holy Zohar, avdi ata is Eved. Yisrael is Ben. Asher b'cha esfar. A Jew that serves God both as an Eved and as a Ben, that is the Jew that I glory in. And then the Zohar ends, Baruch Hashem le'olam, Amen v'Amen, Yimlech Hashem le'olam, Amen v'Amen. Wow. So the Zohar concludes that there is a pasuk that combines both of these madrigos, and the goal in life is to be not just the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda that precedes Ben, not just the Ben of Rabbi Meir, but the highest level is to access the mercy of Hashem, kasher yachmal ish al benoy ha'ivir, I say, to combine, as the Zohar says, the trei zinin, these two titles of Ben and Av, and then you access the pasuk, vayoymer li avdi ata, that's Eved, Yisrael asher b'cha esbar. The Sefer Be'er Moshe of Rav Moshe Yechiel Epstein brings an example of this, because so far we learned that what does an Eved add after being a Ben? So the Brisker Rav says the Eved adds that the Eved is not going to look for a loophole, to look for a situation where he doesn't have to be responsible in the first place. There's an amazing Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says that we know that if somebody says that this is my son, you have to give the son Yerusha. So if somebody said this is my son and then he changed his mind and he said this is my Eved, he's not believed. He follows his first statement, and he is this person is reckoned as his son. He is. So the guy says, no, really, he's my Eved. And you know why I called him a Ben? I love him like a son. The Rashbam explains, though, we don't believe him. Nobody would say that about their Eved, that they love their Eved like their son. But, says the Gemara, if he says he's my Eved, and then he changes his mind and he says he's his son, he's believed to say he's his son. We ask him, why did you call him your Eved in the beginning? Listen to this Rashbam in number 9, on the 5th line. In the 4th line, if he then says he's my son, he's believed by saying he's my son. It's not a contradiction to that which he said, he's my Eved. So then why did he call him an Eved in the beginning? Lefishuhu mishamsha yoyser midai. Really, he's my son. The reason I call him an Eved is he serves me so much. Says the Be'er Moshe, what do we see from this Gemara and Rashbam? That you could have a son But he's given an additional title, Eved, if he goes above and beyond, he serves even more. Because it sounds like we have an added nekuda of what an Eved adds over being a Ben. A Ben loves to serve his father. It gives him pleasure. It makes him feel good. But there's a limit. Okay, he'll do it 9 to 5. He'll do what he's able to do because the reason he does it, he's doing it out of love and it makes him feel good. But that's so long as it makes him feel good. But he might not go the extra mile. The Eved will sweat it out and will be Meshamesh Yoiser Midai. The Lashon of the Griz was also Umeshtadlim Laharbois Vavaydasai. So it seems like there are two things that an Eved may do even after you're a Ben. First of all, you won't look for a loophole. Second of all, you'll serve him more than reasonably expected, perhaps. The Be'er Moshe says that these two levels, the level of Ben and the level of Av, of Eved, is enunciated earlier in Malachi, number 10 on your sheets. Behin yicha behirav, Eved Adoinav, v'imav, ani ayech evaydi, v'im Adoinim ani, ayem oirayi amar, Adoinoi tzvois lochem, hakoyanim boize ishmi, v'amartem, b'mevozinu eshemecha. A son honors his father and an Eved his master. If I'm a father, says Ribbono Shel Olam, where's my honor? And if I'm a master, where's my fear? This pasuk enunciates the two relationships we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Be'er Moshe says that there, the two madrigos that are being enunciated here is that on the one hand, the son serves his father out of love. The Eved serves his father out of fear. And there is an element that Yira does add over Ahava. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Al Tiyu Kavadim HaMisham Shina Sarava, Manas L'Kabal Pras, but V'hi Mayra Shamayim Alichem. Even when you reach the higher Madrega of a Ben, you always have to secure it and ensure it with Yira Shamayim, because you might not always be feeling that love, and that love may not always be pulsating through your veins. And therefore, what we're learning is that even though Rav Meir says that we are always the banim of Hashem, that just means that we're not just avadim. Rav Meir in no way is encouraging someone to view themselves only as a ben. Certainly everyone would agree that the highest madrega is to be a ben, and we always are banim, according to Rav Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we're at times only avadim. According to Rav Meir, no, we're always banim, but we also have to strive to be avadim, as the Griz says, so we don't look for ways out. As the Rashbam seems to imply that a eved will serve his master yoiser midai. So I came across an amazing gematria. That means Rav Meir is not just a banim man. Rav Meir doesn't only emphasize banim. Rav Meir is saying we're always banim, but avad and avada, we should also be an eved. And therefore the gematria of Meir is bein yechabed av v'eved adoinav, says the Sefer Koy Lachai, Rav Mordechai Uri Halevi Engelman. The gematria of ben yechabed av v'eved adoinav is Meir. Because Rav Meir is not only emphasizing that we're banim, we're avadim as well, but we're also banim. We want to reach the madrega of v'chamalti aleichem kasher yachmal ish al benoi ha'oyved oisai. In fact, the Be'er Moshe, citing the Zohar, says that we should try to combine both of these two avenues of serving Hashem. And the madrega of a ben, he says, is a ben, the Zohar says, serves his father. He's not doing it to get paid. He's not doing it for reward. However, a ben sometimes will look for the easier way to do it. He'll look for a more convenient way to do it. Not so the Eved. The Eved does so compulsory. He just does whatever he has to do, and he's not looking to try to find an easier way to do it. So the greatest madrega is when you could choose not to do it because you're doing it out of love, but you choose to do it in the most dedicated way, in the way that involves great effort and great energy. That is the combination of Eved and Ben. And as the Be'er Moshe says, the Eved is representative of the Midah of Yira, and the Madrega of Ben is the Madrega of Ava. But says the Be'er Moshe, this is what the Zohar means in the end. You see, we have two avos. Avram Avinu was Avram Oyavi. He served God out of love. And he represents Avas Hashem, the Madrega of Ben. Yitzchak, on the other hand, served God out of Pachad. And that is Madrega of Eved. And we know Yaakov is called Teferes because he combined both Ava and Yira. That's exactly what the Zohar is saying in one pasuk in Yeshaya. Avdiyatas, Avdos, that's the Midah of Yitzchak. Yisrael, that's Ava, the Midah of Avraham. But if we combine them, that's Teferes, that's the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. So now I'd like to present to you another angle, another dimension of what Avdos would add even after you're on the Madrega of Ben. And this is presented by the Sefer Marois Yesharim of Rav Yechia Tuvel. And he says also a Jew is always close to Hashem on two levels, the Madrega of Eved and the Madrega of Ben. It says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. It says, Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. Banim l'amokoyim. Habin yakar li Ephraim. And on the one hand, we serve God out of fear and pacha, like an Eved who is afraid of his master. But the Madrega of Ben reflects the closeness that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how we anticipate and we eagerly perform the will of Hashem. On the one hand, an Eved, even he serves his master, but that's not his inner desire. He serves his master because he has no choice. A son, on the other hand, wants to serve his father, wants to bring Nachas Ruach to his father. But says the Sefer Maros Yisharim, we need to combine both of these madrigos. It's not enough always to yearn and to do to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we took mitoich ava and nedivos. The higher madrigos, when a person reaches a level where his soul is on fire with love of Hashem, and he eagerly anticipates the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is a danger, because you could feel that you're in a sense, have a certain entitlement with your relationship to Hashem. I'm related, I'm His son, I have maybe some flexibility, I do it because I want to, but what if I don't? It could bring to a certain gaiva in your avodas Hashem, a lack of humility, a lack of submissiveness, a lack of kenia. But as the Zohar teaches us, that actually, even though the madrega of Avdus is lower than the madrega of being a Ben, but once you rise up and you scale the heights of serving God out of love, don't forget to remain with the same humility and kniya and dedication to constant service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the kniya, it's the humility that we should not lose out on, says the Maros Yesharim, that we should maintain the madrega of Avdus after a Ben. Meaning, when Rabbi Yehuda says we're called Avodim when we don't do the Ratzon of Hashem, that's the lower level of Avdus before you get to being a Ben. But there's a madrega of Avdus after you're a Ben. The Maros Yesharim explains that when God took us out of Egypt, and this is something we may have disagreed with in other shiurim, we reach the madrega of Avadim, Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim, and take note of the fact that even though we became Avadim when we left Mitzrayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that pasuk of Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim was not articulated in the Torah in Sefer Shemais. Not until Bahar do we have the pasuk Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim. When Hashem took us out of Egypt, we recognized His power, His might, we had an awe of Hashem, and we did His service. We compelled to do a service. He redeemed us. He took us out of Egypt. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. We have no choice. We were afraid. But then when we stood on Har Sinai and we said Nasa V'Nishma, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Rava was learning and blood was oozing out from his finger, and the Tzedoki says, you're an impetuous nation. Just like when God offered you the Torah, you said Nasa V'Nishma, Rashi says, out of Ahava, and you didn't make cheshbonah, so too now, Rava, you're learning without making calculations. When we receive the Torah on Har Sinai, says the Maros Yesharim, we reach the higher madrega of Banim. And this is indicated in the Gemara in Shabbos, that Yitzchak Avinu tells God, God, the Jewish people, when you said, when you offered them the Torah, and they said, Nasa V'Nishma, you called them B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Interesting. That means we reach the madrega of Banim at Matan Torah. This fits very well into our shir, that in order for us to get the Torah, we had to be elevated to the status of Banim. So it comes out, there's a level of Eved, there's a higher level of Banim, but the point is that after you reach a very high level, don't sit back and fail. You're, so to speak, in with God. You're so close to Him. You're doing it out of love, because there's a danger of arrogance, there's a danger of entitlement. There might be a lack of kenia and submissiveness. Says the Sefer Maris Yisharim, that is why the Torah at the end of this week's parsha juxtaposes two mitzvahs. As Shabbos soisai tishmoiru u'mikdashi tirou. Observe my Shabbos, but fear my mikdash. Says the Maros Yisharim, Shabbos represents the love of God. As we've said many times, that a Gentile is not to keep the Shabbos. We're only allowed to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is the scepter of God. God Himself rests on Shabbos. We're only allowed to keep Shabbos because we're His children, and a ben could use the scepter of the king. Shabbos is the day of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedid Nefesh of HaRachamon. On the other hand, in the Mikdash, where we fear God, that is a type of Avoida, that represents the Avdos. So therefore the Torah juxtaposes these two mitzvahs. Es Shabsoisei Tishmoiru, combine your Avas Hashem of Shabbos together with the Yira of the Avdus of Umekdash Yitiro. But says the Maros Yisharim, you know why it first says Shabbos and then Umekdash Yitiro? Because what it's getting at is not enough to be an Eved like Rabbi Yehuda says, an Avdus that precedes Banim. The higher madrigo is v'chamalti aleichem kasher yachmel ishal b'noi ha'oived oisai. O mikdashi tiro that comes after esashab soisai tishmairo. A yira that comes after ahava. An avdus that comes after ben. An eved could be an eved. He has a low mentality, he has a slave mentality. He's very compliant. But to be compliant after you feel the closeness, that's a certain humility. That's the ultimate combination, the ultimate confluence. The Madrega of Avdiyata, Yisrael, combining the Ava of Avdi, the Avdus of Avdi with the Ava of Yisrael to reach the Madrega of Tiferes, Asher Becha Espar. Says the Maros Yisharim, this may answer the question of the Stipler Goin. After the Akedah, at the climax of the Akedah, God says, okay, Avraham, you've showed everything now. Ata yadati kirele kemata. Now I know you fear God. Ribayna da'almakula! That's what God says after the Akedah. Now, Avraham, I know that you fear me. We know that Avraham Avinu saddled his own donkey at the Akedah because the Gemara says, Rashi quotes it, Ahavam mekalkelas asashura. Avram was going to do the Akedah out of love. His love blinded him to do an Avodah that was beneath his dignity. Avraham in Tanakh is called Avraham Oyavi. The Svarim HaKadoshim says Avraham's midah was a midah of Ava. The Gemara in Soita says that when it says Yorei by Eoiv, it means Ava because Avraham is the Madrig of Ava and it says Yorei there. So ask the Stipler, if Avraham did everything out of Ava, how can the Akedah conclude? Now I know you fear me. He feared you even before the Akedah started. He loved you before the Akedah started. Why is the climax of the Akedah of Atiyadai Kirele Kemata? Says the Maros Yisharim, according to what we're saying, we can answer the Stipler's question. That of course there's a low Madrega of Yira, even a lower Madrega of Yira is Haroimimus. But the highest level is to reach the Madrega of Chamalti Aleichem Kasher Yachmal Ish Al Benoi Ha'Oved Oisai. Where after Avram was so close to God, loved God so much that he would give up everything for God, he demonstrated beyond that that he didn't allow his heart to be arrogant and he remained contrite, he remained humble, and he remained and preserved his avdus even after he was on the madriga of Ben. Says the Maros Yisharim, according to what we're saying, he would suggest a little bit differently than the Griz and the Briskarav. The Briskarav said that what's the added madrega of benoi ha'oved? Once you're a kid, then certainly you're on the madrega of Eved. And the Griz says, well, maybe a son would try to find a way that he won't be chayiv in maestros. And the Maros Yisharim feels that that's somewhat forced. Because the pasuk that Rameir says we're called banim, the expression, excuse me, of the Gemara there, is when Klal Yisrael does the will of God, we're called banim. That means banim is someone who does the will of God. That's the definition of ben. Is it doing the will of God? Now, it doesn't say banim is someone who doesn't violate what Hashem said. It doesn't say bizman sheklal yisrael mekayimim mitzvos of their banim. It means they do the will of God. Doing the will of God means that when you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, you're not going to try to exempt yourself. So certainly a ben, in the opinion of the Maharal Sharma, is not going to try to find a situation and exempt himself from the observance of mitzvahs. But rather, in his opinion, what it means of v'chamalti aleichem kasher yachmes abnoi ha'oved oisai is that even after you scale the heights of the madrega of avas Hashem, you maintain and you secure and you preserve your avodah of avdus in terms of either like we started, that you serve Hashem excessively a lot, but the point is you maintain your humility, you maintain your submissiveness, even you don't let yourself get too comfortable and too inflated by reaching the madrega of banim. And therefore, says the Maharal Yesharim, this would explain the end of Malachi. V'shavtem or yisem, you will contemplate and see, bein tzadik l'rasha, between the righteous and the wicked, bein oyved elokim, between the one who serves God, la'asher lo yavadai, and one who does not serve God. And the Gemara in Chagiga asks, a tzadik and a rasha is an oyved elokim and lo yavadai. What's the difference between a tzadik and avadai and a rasha and lo yavadai? Says the Maharal Yesharim, no, these are not the same madrega. There's a tzadik and a rasha. But within the madrega of tzadik, there's a tzaddik who's also, even though he loves God, he's also oyved, he's an eved, he is meshubid, he's machnia, he preserves his avdos, and then there's a tzaddik who's only a ben, but he hasn't elevated himself to madrega of ben ha'oyved. We constantly utilize the expression avinu malkeinu. The Oilas Talmid of Rav Shmuel Hamaner says, we have to serve Hashem on both avenues. We have to serve Hashem as our father, like a ben. We have to serve Hashem as an eved, like we say in Parshas Bahar. We have to engender a closeness with Hashem. Invoke that closeness. Call out to Hashem as our father. And not turn away from His commands, like it says, Haloi me'ata karosli avi aluf ne'urayata avi tikri'ili u'me'acharai loy toshuvi. On the other hand, we have to relate to Hashem as an Eved. He is our Melech. So when we say Avinu, that's our relationship with Hashem as a Ben. When we say Malkeinu, that's as an Eved. But it struck me, why do we say Avinu first and then Malkeinu? Isn't it more logical we should say Malkeinu and then Avinu, right? Naftali, what do you say? We should say Malkeinu because that's a lower level, that God's our King and we're His Eved. And then the higher level is Avinu, to serve Hashem as a ben. I mean, everyone agrees that a ben is a higher level. Rabbi Yehuda says we're just an eben. Rabbi Meir says we're a ben. So we should say Malkeinu Avinu. I believe the answer is the nekuda that we're presenting in this shir. Because when we want to relate to God, we don't want to relate to God as an eved pre-ben, the kind of eved that just does it compulsory. We want to relate to God as the eved post-ben. Then not only are we a ben, but we're keben ha'oived oisai. Not only are you avinu, but after I love you, and after I want to do your avoida, and after there's nothing more in this world that I eagerly anticipate and I look forward and captures my heart, but I recognize that I'm not going to let that make me arrogant, I'm not going to let that make me comfortable in my relationship. In other words, I'm not going to get cozy. Because on the other hand, even after I'm a ben, but I still have a major responsibility, which this is the highest madrega. The madrega, not of Malkeinu Avinu, the madrega of after Avinu Malkeinu. And all of our tefillah is Sachanu Avinu, but after that, Mechalanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. I would like to suggest, and this is also a lashon that I'm always struck by, and I never really understood perhaps until now. We pointed out many times that at the Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega of Banim. V'ro'u vanav, Malchuscha ro'u vanecha. Malchuscha ro'u vanecha, ro'u vanim es kvurasai. We became Banim at the Yam. But isn't it interesting that when were we makir Hashem's Malchus? Malchuscha ro'u vanecha. You know, the Medr says, we say on Friday, Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh, Lavesh Hashem Oyes Hazar Avtikain, Nachon Kisacha Me'az. Your throne was made firm Me'az. And the Medrash says, Me'az, from Oz Yashir. God's throne was made firm at Oz Yashir. Why was God's throne made firm at Oz Yashir? You could ask, God as Melech, God became the Melech when He took us out of Mitzrayim and He said, Kili B'nai Yisrael Avadim. So God's throne should have been made firm in Egypt. Why from Oz Yashir? Because the true Malchus of Hashem is only recognized after we're a Ben. It's, you know what was Ro Banecha? Malchuscha, not Ro Avodecha. That's the lower level Malchus. It's Malchuscha Ro Banecha. That's the highest Madrega of Melech. The higher Madrega of Melech was not in Egypt. In Egypt we were Avadim, but Hashem's Malchus was not recognized until Malchuscha Ro Banecha. So I want to suggest, even though in Mitzrayim Hashem said, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, it's not recorded there. Because the real Avdus of Klal Yisrael, that was the lower level of Avdus. Hashem reserved to articulate that after we left Mitzrayim. When we got the Torah, and once we got the Torah, we became Banim, so then we could, Ribbono Shel'Olam's Malchus is Nochon Kesacha Me'az. Because through being a Ben, we're able to rise up to the highest Madrega. Avdiyata, Yisrael, Tiferes. Tiferes combines the two, but specifically Malkeinu after Avinu. Malchuscha Ro'u Banecha. And that is why Kili B'nei Yisrael does not appear in Mitzrayim. It appears after. Because a Ben could recognize the Malchus on the highest Madrega. Marv Raboisai. So this is going to be, Be'ez Hashem, discussed in our upcoming Sefer on Rav Meir. Again, if anybody would like to participate, Tavei Aleichem Bracha. Wishing everyone good health, Yeshuais, Refuais, Lanu, L'cha Yisrael, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.